El Paso Human Services presents its annual Arte con Corazón fundraiser on Saturday, March 16th. Each year, they hold this art show, which includes a silent auction of art pieces by El Paso's finest artists. El Paso Human Services serves over 6,500 children and 500 adults each year. Here to tell us about what they do and about their upcoming event are Executive Director Susana Reza, along with Luis Carlos Terrazas and Jennifer Chaitis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So, Susana, tell us what El Paso Human Services does, because that's a lot of people that you're helping out.
Yes, it is. We've been in operation almost 35 years, June 1st, and so our organization has a lot of programming that it does in the community. A lot of the work that we do is focused on children and youth and young people. We started many years ago with a nutrition program, moved from there into programming with young people, developing programs to help youth that are in foster care, current and former foster care youth. And then we decided to open up an emergency shelter as well for young men that we were seeing in the community that were staying out and didn't have places to stay. So we opened up an emergency shelter, which we're running currently as well. We have other programs, community youth development, juvenile delinquency prevention, as well as treatment services. And so we do a variety of work in the community.
And Luis, you run a line of the programs, is that correct?
That is correct.
What is yours?
Thank you for having us here today. I'm the coordinator for the Winchester House Emergency Shelter.
Oh, that's the shelter Susana was talking
about. Which is the shelter. We opened our doors real time, November of 2011. And at that point, we were a transitional living center providing housing primarily for former foster youth. We've evolved a little bit since then. When we started that, we were serving a population of only males 18 to 25 years of age. In 2017, we changed to an emergency shelter. And right now, the demographic that we serve are young men, not solely former foster, but homeless young men in general, mm-hmm. ages 18 to 24.
And you have an interesting story, Jennifer, because you've kind of gone full circle with El Paso Human Services. Will you share your story with us?
Yes, I was a former foster youth. I aged out of foster care at 18. And after that, I didn't know where to go. At first, I was kind of lost. And
a lot of foster youth
who age out are still a little lost. You know, you get pushed out into the world and you don't know.
Yeah.
You're surprised. And I'm so happy that I found the Pride Center in El Paso Human Services, because I don't think I would have been here without them. Yeah. You know, it's you build a support system there. They've helped me out through a lot of things. They helped me to find a place where to stay. They found work. I worked at the courthouse. Through them, they helped me get a job there. I worked a lot of different places now, and I finally got a job working for them.
So now you're helping other folks that were in the same situation that
mm-hmm.
you were.
I help teach the PAL class, which mm-hmm. is helping former foster youth age out, teaching them the process of finding work, finding a place to stay, finding an apartment where you're going to be long term.
Right, how to figure it out.
Yeah, helping them figure it out.
It's funny because, I mean, even if you think you have it figured out, it's not an easy thing.
It's not easy. You get hiccups here and there, and you work with it. You have to roll with the punches.
And figure it out.
Yep.
So that brings us to the events such as Arte con Corazón. This event like this probably helps you fund a lot of these services.
It does. We receive funding from the federal government, from the city of El Paso, state Texas Department of Agriculture, several of the different types of state funding. But those are funds that are restricted.
Right.
So we have to follow what's in the budget. There's items that we cannot pay for through that budget. And so that's why we do the Arte con Corazón. This is our seventh year. Mm-hmm. Of doing this fundraiser. This is our largest fundraiser for the year. And it helps to bring in funds so that we can pay for certain items, clothing, food, bus passes, other types of things that are not covered within our budgets.
Right, but so still necessary.
Very necessary, yes, because we have young people that come to us with various problems. Like, you know, we all have extra expenses, right? And so they have extra expenses too, and unexpected situations that may come up, so where they need assistance. And so we're able to help them out that way. If they get employed, if they get a job where they need a uniform or they need boots, we'll be able to go out there and purchase those things for them with these additional funds. Anything that's not covered in our budgets will be covered through these funds. So it's very, very important for us to be able to have that extra money available for anything that may come up, because there's never enough money.
Of course not. I mean, you're never going to be out of people to help.
Never.
You know, that's just the world we live in. But I love that you turn to art to help you raise funds for these services and for these extra costs. Now, Luis, I know you've been helping on the committee to round up the artists, and you've got quite the list. I mean, as somebody who's interested in art and in collecting art, so if you're not ready to give to human services, you know, because of everything you do, if you want some art, you can do both, right? Help and get yourself some art. So will you tell us about the artists that are coming?
Sure. One of the things that I should mention is that the first year we did this, it was really kind of a brainchild of somebody in the Lower Valley. That's where we were located, that being Mr. Christopher Hurtado. And he came to us and said, you know, this is something that I want to do for the Lower Valley and at the same time for the local artists who are aspiring artists. And at the same time, I want to help. So what can we do? And this is how it happened. It was a collaboration between local artists, local aspiring artists, and us as an agency trying to help out homeless and former foster youth.
So when he came to you, you thought, okay, why not?
it was actually, it was meant to be, I think, because they were helping and they wanted to be a part of the community, and we were in their community at that time. Mm-hmm. We were actually off of Winchester Road in Lower Valley. So that was an important step. I think at that time, we knew that we needed to raise money. We were trying to figure out ways of raising money. But when he came in as a local aspiring artist at the time, he's actually a pretty well-known local artist now. So he brought in a lot of the artists. So we didn't have to work as hard as we would have had we started just on our own.
You know, what a beautiful community that we live in, though, right? You know, and our artists are always so generous and donating their time and their craft. But I think it helps to know that it goes to a place such as El Paso Human Services and then all of the services that fall under you as well. Mm-hmm. So what kind of art do we plan on seeing? I know you've got some art by Zeke Peña. You've got the big ones are Hal Marcus and Bill Rackesy. But you've got quite the list going on here.
Well, we did initially at the very beginning, and we've kept it to date, is we will actually cut a board and we will have pieces that are 9 by 13 inches. And it's about maybe 3/4 of an inch thick. The board is there. We will go out, ask for a donation to an artist. And if they want to give us that donation, then that's fine. But if they want to paint on the board, then that's also fine. And the theme is always, you know, arte con corazón. So that's where the pieces came in. And if you go back 7 years, you're always going to find a lot of these pieces out there in the community, 9 by 13 inch with 3/4 thick boards.
And that's how you know those are your hearts.
Yes, that's correct.
so how many hearts versus pieces do you get? Do you know, or is it just a lottery?
Traditionally, we've gotten about 50 pieces.
That's amazing.
Per year, sometimes a little bit more. I don't think we've ever had less than 50 pieces, and always extremely, really, really nice pieces. So,
and it's a silent auction as well as a live auction. Mm-hmm. And it's not only art, Marina. We also have gift baskets that we put together. So if people aren't interested in a piece of art, we have a silent auction baskets.
We've got something
for
you.
We have something for everybody. Yes, and we have entertainment. We will have refreshments, and we're going to have entertainment and appetizers and things like that for people to come out. So your $10 gets you in, but it also, we're going to give you something in return for that. You'll have a nice afternoon of entertainment going through and visiting with the artists. Some of the artists will be present.
Nice.
And you'll be able to talk to them as well. And so it's a nice afternoon. pleasant afternoon to come out and join us.
Okay, so give us the details.
It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, March 16th, at the International Museum of Art, and that's at 1211 Montana Street from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Come over anytime. We have tickets for sale right now at our offices at 1001 Montana or any one of our offices at El Paso Human Services. You're free to call 915-533-4200, which is the Pride Center, and there they have tickets available. We'll be able to get tickets to you at any rate. So, or you can buy tickets at the door. You can come on down
Just walk on down.
Mm-hmm. And children 12 and under are free. Bring them out and come and have a good time.
Now, what more or less is a starting bid on a piece, or how do you determine that?
Silent auction pieces can start at $25, I believe, and we take it in increments of $5. So the silent auction pieces can start with lower bids. The higher bids are the well-known artists,
right.
and those are put up for the actual auction.
That's when you get to go at it live, right?
The live auction. That's right.
It does always make me nervous.
It's always a lot of fun. And it's so much fun to see when people are bidding and they get into it and they get excited about it. So even if you're not going to buy anything, come out and watch the bidding going on, because that's fun in itself.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming today. My guests have been Susana Reza, Luis Carlos Terrazas, and Jennifer Chaires from El Paso Human Services. They are having their Arte con Corazón fundraiser on March 16th at the International Museum of Art. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you for having us.